Hola, it's Kai Pacha with the weekly Pele Report. And this one is for, oh my God, September 1st. August is over. Time is flying by. The moon is in Cancer. And man, is there ever water. I gotta do this as I'm going down to the river because I can hear the river already. And it is so loud. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to sit by it. So she's going through Cancer, and she's going to oppose Pluto and square Venus, okay, tomorrow, and trine Neptune. There's this whole kind of thing going on that I'm going to be talking more about with Venus squaring Pluto basically all week. I mean, it's exact on Sunday. What's going on here, man? Uh-oh. Roadblock. Life is full of them. Okay. Path block. And, it's very interesting aspects. I'll go through the aspects, and then when I'm looking at the camera, I'll get more into it. But Venus is square Pluto. Moon going through Cancer makes a T-square opposite Pluto, squaring Venus, and then goes into Leo on Friday. Okay, and you know, there on Friday, Saturday, she is going to oppose that Saturn up in Aquarius, square Uranus, okay, over there in Taurus. And then by Sunday, path block here. Yeah, the rain here is absolutely amazing. I am glad to get a little sun this morning. I hope I can make it to the river. I haven't been on this path for a while. Oh, what else? There are so many aspects. I'm just going to whip them out because I think a lot of people don't even listen to the aspects. But Mars is opposite Neptune, okay? This is a big one. I'm going to be talking about Pisces, Neptune, okay, there for a long time. Mars moving through Virgo for a while. After Mars opposes Neptune, the Sun is going to come up and oppose Neptune. I'll talk about that next week. You know, and at the same time, that opposition to Neptune brings in a trine to Pluto up there in Capricorn, and that is exact on Monday. So Mars is cruising along. You know, Venus is cruising along. Mercury. Let's look at Mercury. Mercury went into Libra, right? And is coming into an opposition with Chiron. Okay, and that is exact on next Tuesday. Meantime, the Sun moving on through Virgo, right? Coming up to the middle of Virgo is coming into a nice trine with Uranus over there in that Earth sign of Taurus. And another aspect that I might mention is Venus is not only square Pluto, but trine to Jupiter. Yeah. So that Venus trine Jupiter is exact on Monday. And then by that time, also, the moon has come through Leo into Virgo for what? A new moon. So we're in the balsamic, you know, closing, you know, it's third quarter balsamic phase of the moon, endings, finishings, things going on, and we will have that new moon at 14 degrees, 38 minutes of Virgo coming on, yeah? Okay, I mean, that's enough of the astro aspects. I'll see what's going on down there, at the river and talk at you. Okay, everybody. Hola. Pura vida. The rainy season in Costa Rica. Where I am sitting right now, I'm in the middle of the creek. This was underwater because there's a whole bunch of trees and branches and so I got to get out of here before it starts raining, or they have these flash floods where, like, you're at the river or the creek, and all of a sudden, this wall of water comes along and wipes you out. And that is what many of us may be feeling like with this Neptune in Pisces, god of the oceans, tidal waves, and overwhelming experiences of chaos coming and washing over us. And our little Mars, Mars the warrior, I want, I desire, I'm doing, I'm working, and here comes the collective unconscious. We are a part of a collective, some of it conscious, that's Aquarius, some of it not, that's Pisces and Neptune. And when it comes into this Mars opposite Neptune, with all of the aspects, I like to go back to the beginning when Mars was conjunct Neptune. And that was in June of 2020. Do you remember back more than a year ago? It's interesting because Pisces and Neptune and the 12th house has to do with the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the infinite potential born out of the void. And it has at the beginning this overtone of innocence, of naivety, of blind faith, where we kind of take it for granted that we're going to be cared for, nurtured, loved, protected, just like babies born out of the cosmos. I remember me in June of 2020, I was singing the song, "Let's all get together, put our personal egos aside, and do what's best for the collective, and, you know, take all these precautions and follow the, you know, the science, the authorities of the day," or whatever. And there's just this kind of like, you know, innocent following that goes on. Now it's more than a year later. Mars comes around and it's in Virgo. Analyze, categorize, discriminate, discern. What authorities are you listening to? What are you following blindly? Take off your rose-colored glasses. Yes, we are all one in a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth dimensional realm. And down here in this material third dimensional realm, we are separate and we can die and we are individuals and we need to care for ourselves, for each other. We need to serve. We need to work. We need to put forth effort. And this is what Virgo is about. This axis of Pisces Virgo, now magnified first by Venus, then Mercury, now Mars, and the Sun is coming, getting all these oppositions. And Neptune kind of wants to avoid, deny, escape, take another hit, take another drink, take another something, watch another movie. Just, whoa, passively let it go like a leaf on the river. No such luck, man. Hey, right? All this Virgo comes in and says, no way. This is an initiation axis. Pisces is an initiation. It's the final sign of the zodiac. Virgo is an initiation from myself into relationship, into society. Ready or not, like it or not, how I enter the world of relationship and other people really needs to be thought out. And here's where Virgo comes in. And Virgo, very often, the energy of Virgo, particularly Mars in Virgo, creates crisis. It is a crisis consciousness. And that is what this week's mantra is about. That crisis is part of an initiation process. That crisis forces us to decide, to discriminate, to discern who I'm going to listen to, who I'm going to read, who I'm going to talk to, how I'm going to take care of my body. We've got all kinds of crisis. There can be family crisis, health crisis, financial crisis, relationship crisis, job crisis, you name it. These crises are intrinsic parts of a process that pushes us into deciding, and these decisions that we make determine our future path. I mean, these are big choices, big decisions, and they often need to be made in a hurry. There's usually a time element to crisis, and there is this pressure. You need to decide. You need to act. You either need to take that jab, or you need to take your vitamins, or you need to stop your drinking, or you need to do your exercises, or you need to, find some money, or you need to, and you need to do it now. That's why it's called a crisis. And we can talk about, laugh about, think about, idealize, imagine the perfect world, the perfect partner, the perfect life, the perfect health, blah, 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 blah. But Virgo is Earth. Virgo is the goddess of reality, ruled by Mercury. What is right here now? Earth is our five physical senses and our physical body. So it is intense, and it comes into this, it is like a full moon. It is like, this is a fruition time. And it is a wake-up call. It is a wake-up time. And who are you following? The best answer to that is yourself, which is connected to the divine. This is the Neptune in Pisces. And Virgo emerges out of Leo. It's really phenomenal. I just sat in ceremony this weekend in a circle of very powerful, beautiful, amazing people. I want to tell you a story that I heard from Dave, one of them. But it was all about, it was the Church of the Native Americans. And there were definitely a structure and a rounds, one round after another. One of these rounds was the water blessing, where we blessed the water, and then we blessed the earth, and we blessed the fire, and we blessed the air, and we blessed life, and the trees, and the food, and the corn, and the tobacco, and our bodies, and each other. And it was a continuous blessing. And I really went into this idea of the sacred. And what is sacred? And what is not? What is profane? And what is sacred? And very much so, we could say materialism. Earth, the physical without the spiritual, is profane. And the spiritual, the Pisces, Neptune, water, element, brings in the spiritual. It brings in the sacred. And this is a very important axis to balance and to integrate, to see life, all people, as sacred. And everything that happens is a blessing, not a crisis, not a curse. This brings clarity. This helps us know who we are way deep down. That's what the mantra is about. We know ourselves through crisis. It's not the only way, but it definitely is the way when we're hanging out, resisting, not changing, not evolving, attached to comfort and security and the known and the familiar, and we are stuck, boom. Up comes a crisis, man. Your house burns down. Yikes. What do I grab, right? The photos, the computer, you know, the magazines, the food. So this decision, this is a decision time. And these decisions form us, they shape us, and they prepare us to enter the world and to go forward in our path. We've still got, let's not forget, Black Moon Lilith, the moon's nodes, Jupiter, Saturn, Chiron, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, and Eris. Retrograde. Retrograde. Reflect. Go inward. Remember who you are. Reconstruct the foundation of your identity, of your life. Yeah? Purify, purge. Purge yourself of all the false beliefs, of all the innocent, naive, taken for granted conditions, people, situations in your life. This is a great purge. This is a great cleanse. The earth is being cleansed, some would say, of humanity. And there is just like, whoa. It's serious. And we can go down the rabbit hole. Neptune in Pisces rules depression, despair, suicide, checking out, numbing out, addictive, all forms of addiction that just try to not deal with, not see, not own responsibility for our reality. I should do a rap song, man. Anyway, yeah. And I want to tell the story of, you know, Dave came to the circle and he told this story, and I was humbled. I was amazed. He was driving in his car and the yellow light was turning red, and he was, you know, he was tempted to step on it and make it through the yellow light. And his intuition told him to stop. Well, he listened to his intuition. He stopped the car and he turned and he saw a maniac going about 100 miles an hour shooting down, running through that intersection, running through their red light, basically. And if he had gone any farther, there could be dead people. Very powerful. And here's the big part of the story. This is what blew my mind. He said, the first thing that came into my mind was what a blessing it was that I received the intuition to stop the car. Not the thought of what a mess would have happened. What a disaster. What an idiot. What an asshole. We all could have died. There could have been a da 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 da. All the negative, all the programmed, all the thinking, all the, you know, I mean, just like, where are we? And what are we looking at? And what are we listening to? Because we have habits over time. We see these movies or we read these stories and we habitually tune in to this channel or that newspaper, or we, you know, we habitually jump into these thought patterns. And Mars and the Sun moving through Virgo, it's a mutable sign ruled by Mercury. We want to change our thought patterns. And we can do this, you know, without, you know, putting all this outside of ourselves and, you know, it's their fault and blaming and finger pointing and judging this and that and the other. It's, you know, all I can say is, I think it's in the Bible, you know, if you want to remove the stick from your brother's eye, remove the log out of your own. Let's clean up our own backyards, eh? Let's clean up our own energy fields. Let's like really become a blessing. And let us go through life blessing each other and witnessing and honoring and appreciating these blessings. And sometimes blessings, a crisis can be a blessing. A death can be a blessing. A loss can be a blessing. Things that we, in our ego mind, view as dark, evil, wrong, bad. Neptune in Pisces is beyond this third dimensional world of polarity, where it just all is. And here we need to really come into astrology and a spiritual understanding, a spiritual view of life. And that spiritual understanding is based on the laws of reincarnation. Your birth chart is based on the law of reincarnation. That your soul chose that body, those parents, that DNA, that country, that skin. And we have had many lifetimes before us, and we will have many lifetimes after us, and this is not all there is. We will be back. Like it or not, you know, the beat goes on. That could be one of the songs for today. That's a very old one. That's Sonny and Cher. And the beat goes on. And there's a second one. We know as astrologers that there are no accidents. And that what we're going through now, on a personal level, is not an accident. That what we're going through now on a collective level is not an accident. That what we're going through on a cultural, national, political level, these are not accidents. This didn't come out of the blue. This didn't come out of nature. This didn't come out of nowhere, okay? Where we are now is part of a very large plan. And we need to wake up. And this crisis is a means of waking us up to our individual power. Because this is also having to do with this time period in history, this end of the patriarchy. This can also be the end of victim consciousness. And that's big. That is huge. That we are not victims. That we need to come into our truth, our power as spiritual beings and confront, face, argue, demand, expect, assert our truth out in the world.
And so this is like really this very powerful time. Another thing that came up in ceremony was, you know, Brendan, did an awesome heart sharing during the water blessing. And he talked about wishing. Oh, I wish it was different. Oh, I wish you were different. Oh, I wish things were better. Oh, I wish. This is very Neptune Pisces 12th house, you know. You know, kids, you know, you make a wish and you blow out your birthday candles. And, you know, and he just really brought it up, you know, that, you know, wishing is denying your creativity. It's not about wishing for it. It's about creating it. It's about molding it and shaping it. Mercury rules the hands, right? Virgo is the earth. We mold and shape our lives. We mold and shape this planet, this weather. Astrology tells us this age of Aquarius, yes, we will have weather problems and issues because the weather is a direct reflection of the collective consciousness. And you want to talk about global warming, you know, you want to talk about, you know, floods and fires and blah, 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 blah. It is really, let's look at our consciousness and our collective consciousness and really own our powerful ability to create individually and collectively. Super duper. Stop wishing, hoping, waiting, wanting. Virgo is about doing. It's time to do it. So, yeah, this mantra for today, yeah, a crisis is a turning point, forcing me to decide what is most important to me and who I am way deep down inside. Now, the rhythm of that doesn't always work good, you know. I was struggling with that. Should the way be in there? Should the deep down be in there? Who I am deep inside. Who I am deep down inside. Or who I am way deep down inside. I'm going to leave that up to you to decide. I'll make this a crisis for you. You have to decide your own mantra for this week. Yeah, baby. Oh my God. A crisis is a turning point, forcing me to decide what is most important to me and who am I down inside? Yeah. And who am I deep down inside? Yeah, I like the deep down inside. It doesn't have to be way deep down, but it can be deep down. A crisis is a turning point forcing me to decide what is most important to me and who am I deep down inside. Enough of the Looney Tunes, man. I'm wishing you the best. The last thing I wanted to say was that we are very much in a splay pattern. Yeah? I talked about this last time, you know, that the Earth is going in between all these inner planets and all the outer planets. And there's just one more thing to say, that we've got them scattered. Pluto in Capricorn, Saturn in Jupiter, Aquarius, Neptune, Pisces, Chiron, Aries, you know, Uranus, Taurus, Sun Virgo, Venus Mercury Libra. They're all over the place. So, and a splay pattern, whether it's in a birth chart or a transit chart, is that there's a lot going on all over in every different realm of human experience, there's action, there's something going on. So it's very hard to just consolidate what is happening for you in one Pele report with one mantra, because this can be affecting and tripping anybody out in any number of different ways. And lastly, after I open it all up to like anything can be happening, and a lot of it is unpredictable, I will say that if you are into astrology and you do know your chart, then we have to understand now that Mars is in the early 20 degrees of Virgo. The Sun is coming there. Neptune's at 22. Jupiter's at 25. Pluto's at 24. Okay. Eris is at 24. Lilith is going back and forth over the... If you have any planets 22, 23, 24 degrees of any sign, okay, this is a particularly important time for you. And I'll give it a month at least. Yeah? You know, this month for sure. Middle of August to the middle of September. And Venus is at 24, right? Oh God, I could go on some more too. Oh, this is too long. Okay, namaste, aloha, so much love.